monthly report, Stephanie's doing, and I think you can have the floor up here, like, just talk up here, like, I think for, if everybody can, like, please, like, everybody in the audience, you know, y'all be quiet where he can talk, and I'm not taking any comments off the floor. He's not answering any questions from here, from the council.
All right, it's good, good to be with you, sort of, just give you an update, you know, I've sort of, I know it's an auditor, but my role sort of changed from prior, so our role now is we're trying to help you on a monthly basis, get your books caught up, help you with your bank reconciliations. So that's sort of the role, so that role is different from the role of an auditor now. So, sort of where we're at, we've started back, having to go back through since October of 21, now helping reconcile the bank accounts. We've got most all of those pretty close. The general fund is reconciled through March, some of the other bank accounts through February. There's some smaller accounts that we still got several months to go. So, but we are getting close on having all of those. So then after I get the bank accounts, you know, reconciled up to current through March, then we'll go back through and check postings to see if something needs to be posted, you know, to, you know, maybe police departments to the fire department, you know, things like that, see if there's anything that pops out. And we're gonna do those reclassifications. And that'll help get ready for your audit when you have it. So that they won't have as many, you know, audit entries or reclassifications entries. Hopefully most all of that will be, you know, already adjusted or reclassified. My plan is to have all of these updated maybe by the next council meeting. So at that time, what I plan to do quarterly or more frequently or how often you want, is to go over a balance sheet and a budget versus actual income statement. And that's sort of, I don't know if you remember, when we first started working with you years ago, we went through a training on the balance sheet and an income statement. So, you know, we can go back through that, but, you know, a balance sheet is sort of a snapshot on a particular day. So the end of whatever month we're looking at, it'll tell you your assets and your liabilities, what you owe. And, you know, that's an important financial statement. I know you're getting bank balances now, but these will be in a financial statement format. It'll have your bank balances and other information on it. And then we'll go over the, I say, the budget versus actual income statement, just to see how you are, you know, whether you've got an excess so far for the year or, you know, an efficiency for the year. So that's my goal. That's sort of where we're at. We're getting close on the bank reconciliations, but we still have a little ways to go. I imagine another at least 2 full days it'll take. Could take a little bit longer, but I'm hoping 2 full days, and I'll have most all of that taken care of. And I hope to have it before the next council meeting. That's my goal.
Did the fact that you have to catch up on all those reconciliations, will that affect the prior audits? You know, we had to clump all those audits together that had not been done?
No, your 9/31/21 audit is not affecting any of that. So it's, you know, you haven't had the 9/30/22 audit.
When will that be ready?
We'll have to check it. They were going to, I think, get to it after tax season. So, you know, we'll have to check with that firm and see when they'll, you know, I imagine 2-3 months after tax season.
Let me ask you this. When we agreed to this, we were told it would be $1,000 a month, and our audit would go down as much as $8,000 to $9,000 because of the way the books would be handled from this point on. Have we got any bills from you yet?
Yes.
Where would they show up? Because we get a supposed financial report, and I don't see anything in there. I mean, you've been paid?
As far as I know, I don't handle our payments at the office, but I'm pretty sure we have. I think I've probably billed for 4 or 5 months, maybe.
Either receipt.
I think 4 or 5 months, I think, is what I've billed for. But I'd have to look at the county records at the office to see.
But how much is it actually a month? It's said $1,000 or less.
I would think it'd be right at $1,000. I've actually probably got double the time of what I thought I would have. But we're trying to get you caught up. So, you know, we're going to get you to
we gotta do.
You're saying it's probably been less than $1,000 each month?
No, it's probably been $1,000 a month.
No more than that. And that was kind of what we voted on, and I thought there was gonna be a contract that was you signed.
I think we set one.
You did sign one?
I think we set a contract. I believe.
Have we got a contract, Jennifer, copy of it?
I believe so.
Do what?
I believe so, I can go look in his file and say.
The other thing.
I think when we did the new people, we did the audit or whatever to get us a quote, it was like $8,000, or like $8,000 less. Thinking, we had it. Jennifer, can you? What is the name of the company?
It's Charles Wilson Associates, they're out of Birmingham.
And I think it did get down, it was like $8,000 or $7,000 cheaper.
Well, that was my understanding it would be.
Yeah, it was on there, we did have a copy of that. He sent a copy of it because I had to sign a paper. We had it.
McClurisil and Associates, is that you? That's $1,800 in January.
That's probably for 2 nights. Because we don't send a bill, just sometimes we delay billing, so it's probably for 2 nights.
So then I don't believe there was one in February or March. I mean, that was part of our February statement, so is the January billing, so.
Especially during tax season, sometimes we'll get behind on billing. You know, we could end up billing for 3 or 4 months at one time instead of billing a set amount per month, so.
So that was 2 months, Jack?
$900.
$900 each month. So are you also doing the training with our town clerk so that she'll understand how to do these?
I'm sorry?
Are you also doing the training for our town clerk so she'll understand how to create these documents?
Yeah, right now, we're still, you know, as things come up, you know, we'll discuss items, you know. We're really just in a mode of trying to get it caught up. Because that's where most of my time is being spent.
But if something does, we do talk about things and have, you know, posting, changes in posting. We've changed the way we posted some of the things in court to make it easier to reconcile the court bank account. So it is sort of as we go, but primarily, it's just trying to get things caught up.
Since the October 2021, sorry, they went around, okay. Thank you.
Explain to them what you were talking about, when they give us, you give us the actual versus the budget, how it's gonna be easier, so much easier for us to understand and read, like.
Yeah, you know, your financial statements work together, you know, the balance sheet, you know, shows you your assets and liabilities, so that the key is not just looking at income and expenses. Because if the balance sheet account's wrong, that means your income and expenses are probably wrong. So especially an auditor, they're gonna spend time on the balance sheet. They're gonna make sure your bank account's right, they're gonna make sure, you know, your payroll tax liabilities are right. Because that's the key. And then we'll look and see if the income statement, if something's posted to the wrong account, it's not such a big deal. It's still, I mean, you still had either an excess or deficiency, it's not gonna change that. It might change posting something to police that might have been in fire or vice versa, or something in office supplies that might should go to telephone or, you know, whatever account. So the budget versus actual, though, once we get that, you'll be able to tell, you know, what your excess deficiency is, you know, planning where you're at so far. And then if you're not meeting your goals budget-wise, then, you know, you can say, well, hey, you know, do we need to change something? Do we need to amend our budget to plan for the rest of the year? Then with governments, a lot of it is the timing. You could have one big insurance check that's due at the first of the year, so you may be over budget for a lot of the year, but it catches up just because of the timing of certain big payments. So you just have to take all of that into account. But they're all important, but you have to look at all the reports really together to see the big, to see the whole picture.
We were talking too about, like, on these, the report we get now where it says, like, the general fund, like, where it's got the numbers outside of, like, account number, He says that we can, when he does this, a paper where it says one dash whatever number, he's going to write what account that is out beside it, where we'll know. We won't have to flip back and forth to try to figure out what account that actually is coming out of. And I think that was what we were having trouble with, looking at trying to figure out what account it was took out of. So you're going to do that. And then he also said that, like, these numbers are, correct me if I'm wrong, but I might get it backwards. These numbers are not accurate, right? So you're saying, like, what we're seeing right here on the balances of the account are not really accurate, because if she wrote a check.
Well, it's not what, it's not that they're not accurate, it's just, it's a different, you know, you're getting the balance from your bank as of a certain day.
Right.
Well, your books are going to reflect, you know, you could have got a bank balance for today, what the bank is saying, but you could have wrote a $1,000 check today that didn't include the bank. So your books are going to reflect a different number because you've written a check, but it has the claim. So, and that's what the bank reconciliations are doing, is they're reconciling what the bank says versus what your books say. And that's what we're going through now is that. So the numbers I'll go over financial statement wise will be different than that printout from the bank, unless there's no outstanding checks. You know, so they're
not the accounts we don't use that,
right, the small accounts, it would be the same numbers most of the time.
Is it like you that was asking about the, on these accounts right here, like having an account number on that?
Well, I know you can't publish
that. Yeah, but he said that he can, what were you saying today we could do?
Well, either you could manually write it on that for their.
That's what we were doing, writing it manually.
But on the balance sheets, I can tell it to print the account number. So it'll say what the bank is with the account number. But now it'll be the book balance. It may not be what's currently in the bank.
That's what I
told
you, but yeah, we wouldn't have to look back there to see what account it was.
So any report you look at, just ask me if you need more information on it, just let me know, and then I'll check the design of that report to see if I can add the account numbers. Most of them you can. There's some that you can't, but I'll see if I can add that.
Thank you.
You
really helped.
Every month we have on here approval of financial reports for the previous month. But all we get is this, a Cedar Buck General Fund cash receipts count. So how do we actually get a financial report? I mean, this doesn't even have everything that's paid out to the general fund.
Yeah, what?
I mean, it doesn't have any, does it have payroll in there?
Well, it's got disbursements, but it only takes it doesn't give the actual paycheck, it gives the taxes that have been taken out there, right? I don't see where it shows our payroll, you know, like we don't know what percentage of the budget is payroll.
Have you seen this, what we get?
Yeah, I think those are just the cash receipts and cash disbursements.
Just what's coming in and what's going out I guess, whenever this is run.
The financial statements, you know, the income versus budget versus actual, it'll have the general ledger account, you know, police salaries or office supplies, and it'll have the grand total. So it'll show you, it'll show you that breakdown.
Yeah.
And it's basically
have it all scattered out, and maybe name people pay the camera permit and be two on one page and skip down and three or four more.
No, that's that'll be,
that kind of neat stuff.
Yeah. Now the financial statements that I want to go over would be that budget versus actual statement. It'll have the summary of all of those accounts added together. So like your total office supplies that you spend, it'll have that. It'll have it by department. And it'll have your revenues listed. So you can see what money's come in versus budget and expenses.
When will that start happening?
My goal is next council meeting. Okay. As long as I can get all these bank accounts, you know, caught up and reconciled, and I don't run into a lot of stuff on the reclassification.
And can you do a worksheet, or a workshop before the workshop, maybe, on how to read, so that everybody on the council will know how to read it?
We can do it every year. I think the first year, your council was actually one of the first that I did that with. I see there is a need for it everywhere, but you know, we walked through, and I had an example where we show how it gets to the journal and how it gets to the general ledger, and then from your financial statements, where it comes from your general ledger. So it actually walked through the whole accounting process, basically, from a report standpoint, to show you where the numbers start and then how they end up on your financial statements. So yes, we can do that. I think she's got the copies of those memos and letters and getting letters and stuff that y'all were referring to. She's got that.
Is there one from the other auditor on there? The bronze?
It was in your minutes, nobody.
Yeah. What was, I didn't remember exactly what the price, but it went down to.
Says expenses will not exceed $7,000 to $8,000.
So we were paying.
Yeah, but when y'all were thinking it, the thought it was going to fee was going to decrease by $7,000 or $8,000. We had to do like 2 years nearly at once. Mm-hmm. A normal audit fee, anywhere is probably going to be anywhere from 8 to 15, and that's just a normal depending on what you run into. So that's what you should expect on an annual basis. It just depends. So what was his quote? He probably would be.
Coming back, his house will not to exceed $7,000 to $8,000.
So, I think I mentioned to you when he came back to me and told me what he thought it was. I thought it was a really good fee. But now that's assuming that, we told him, with what we're doing, the auditor should have to do a lot less. I plan on, we've already got your financial statements in our software. So my plan is to prepare the financial statements and the notes using what we've done in the past so that the auditor doesn't have to do that. So that's part of that decrease in the fee is that we're going to keep trying to do that. We're going to try to adjust your books for a lot of that year-end audit stuff. Whereas the auditor normally handles it, we're going to try to adjust as much of that as we can. We're going to take the RSA letters that are sent, we're going to do all those RSA adjustments, and just try to hand it to them, and that way they can truly do an audit. And that's really the way an audit is supposed to be. It's hard for most places to do that because your auditor normally does everything. But we're going to try to hand them the financial statements, and I would hope that there's just very few adjustments, if any. There could always be some, but that's our goal, is to where there's very few audit adjustments.
Now, when we get this straightened out and we sort of wean off your services, you talked about putting it in your software, do we have that same software? Or would we need to buy that software?
No, it's just on ours. It's it's Microsoft, and we...
So it's just available, it's out there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
And then we'll give the auditor, the financials. If they need to change something or have a journal entry, we'll post it and we'll make it in our software so that they don't have a lot of setup work that they have to do to prepare an audit. And then all they're going to do is attach their audit letters to the financial statements. And then once we get caught up, then, the plan is to come out when it's time to reconcile and review, so we'll be out monthly, hopefully, and then quarterly to review a set of financial statements.
That's what y'all want. You're wanting them to come every 3 months.
Eventually wean away. Not that we don't love you.
Well, I hope that you...
Surely we'll learn how to do it by then.
But you can let us know. We'll do it as long as it's useful.
But I'm just saying, do you want him to come and talk to us every 3 months or every 6? I mean, like, how often do y'all want to him to do this once we get the first one? I know 3. I didn't know, I mean, 3 months not good. Right now for 3 months, and we say, well, maybe we'll move it out.
Yeah, I would say more frequent at first, and then
do it quarterly, then
say whatever you need.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, we just want to get this so we can better understand it.
Yeah.
And right now, I mean, that's like, you read it, you see what it says, and unless it's something that really stands out, a large amount of money is not, doesn't tell me anything.
Now, you need the balance sheet and a budget versus actual income statement. Sometimes there's lots of information on there, so if we need to summarize it and give you totals, let us know. Because sometimes those have got a long list of items in it. I like details, I like the long list, but you know, you might want a more summary, and then if you see something, then we can go more detailed later.
Well, if we want to do, like, if you want to do, they want to do a workshop with you to come in and read the thing, can, like, we schedule it, like, maybe an hour or so before our meet, and that way we'll be here and just get here early and do it, like, at the same day as we're doing our meet or something. Can you do it an hour? I mean, you didn't think about that already? You don't take long enough?
Yeah, it just depends, you know, how many questions, you know, that we get into.
I know.
I don't remember how long it took that time before.
Okay. It's like, obviously, yeah. I know last time we did it in the morning, and it'd be hard to do that because Anna works at school, and she's up there like 17th, and he works there every day, so it'd be much easier to do it in the afternoon versus we wouldn't be able to do it in the morning.
Yeah,
to have everybody have to come twice. Because me and Jack and Miss Lisa will be the only ones that come in the morning, probably. For me and I can do it in the afternoon either way.
Yeah, just get with me on, or I guess as we get closer to
the
next meeting.
Well, I said I have to work around, you know, everybody, if somebody's got something planned, we'll work around it where I'm trying to get everybody here. And could we fix it, like maybe record it that day in case we have a council member that's not present and they can listen to it or kind of understand it, maybe? Who cares?
That's right. And then too, if anybody at one-on-one ever needs to go over something, I'll be glad to meet with you one-on-one and walk through any of that. That's never a problem either.
Thanks.
Just call me at the office if you ever have any questions.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Tammy, before the workshop's over with, I'd like to address something if I can.
Can't address anything from the floor.
Well, this is the workshop.
We don't address anything from the floor from the workshop.
Yes,
That's why we're here.
Right.
What the workshop is for.
Well, actually, the Open Meetings Act grants the public the right to be present, but not to speak, okay?
That's the meeting.
No, that's enough.
This is the workshop.
It's still considered a public meeting, and I'm just telling you what the law...
Yeah, I'm the public.
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Well, when do we get a chance to talk? Or bring that matter in the community?
You can, has to be put on the agenda before a meeting or before the workshop. You can communicate by one-on-one with your council members outside of the meeting. You can communicate by written letter.
We have brought up so much stuff at the workshop. Why am I being halted when I want to talk about Brody?
I don't know what you want to talk about. I'm just telling
you. Well, you can find out if you let her talk.
I'm just,
We're not talking, that's the end of that.
I'm just telling you what the law requires, okay?
We're not talking.
If you want to be put on the agenda for a meeting, there's a process, I think you would, I don't know how much in advance you would have to request to be on the agenda.
Okay, well, who have the workshop for then?
The workshop is for the council members to discuss amongst themselves the agenda, any other items that they may want to discuss. You all are free to be present and to observe that. But as far as public participation in the meeting, that needs to go through the process in order for it to be orderly, to give everyone who wants to speak the right to be heard. So it's not just a free-for-all back and forth, so that...
It was one person gonna talk.
Okay, well, I don't know, I'm just telling you what the law...
Is there a portion for, you know, I've seen the public meetings where you come in and you sign for public comment that's timed. Is that appropriate for the Open Meetings Act prior that, to?
Right, I think what you may be referring to is a public hearing, when there is a public hearing on an item, be it something that's required by law or something that the council decides to conduct, then yes, there can be guidelines set on the public comment in terms of signing in, giving a limit on time, those kinds of things can be done.
But I do see their point in that it looks arbitrary or capricious that we do comment sometimes and sometimes we don't. I think that's up to the mayor, right? At her discretion, we just got whether they can speak or not. At this point,
I mean, you should think of the agenda every meeting.
For the workshop, if you decide no, you have to decide that. Yeah.
Okay, it's 5:30. I'm gonna close the workshop and we're gonna start the meeting. I'm going to call the meeting order. Ms. Lathan, you